Blog Talk Radio.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top, look at me now.
Love
is dead bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a
day
winner.
See you winning ever since the beginning. $500 dead up, they ain't wanna see it in them. Surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and go and buy all the bottles.
Yeah.
Now I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Feeling safe for the soul, my pride I had to swallow. Now how the hell did I become somebody's role model? You can say I'd make it, they ain't never believe me. Now that they try to holler, every time they deceive me. I say it wasn't easy, these industry niggas greedy. Forget what you see, oh, see me. Now I'm back in the streets. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees. Shout it, please. I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about them later. They started in Decatur, we took it to the top.
Lush live in the building all day, every day, man. You know what I'm saying? Today, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have your man, the one and only Willie North Pole live in the building. You know, we got co-host Derek and your man Billy Blast live in the building. And we're going to be shutting it down like we always do. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? Trying to get this switchboard together because, you know, it's doing his 1-2 on here. But it is what it is. Shout out to Street Queens, the movement. Don't forget that at Sonar is going down. We're going to have the one and only, the one that they call the teacher, live in the building, KRS-One, you know. And he's going to be definitely doing his 1-2 on there. And shout out to all the Street Queens for Street Queens the Movement, Billy Blast, Vintage Beats, Yo Tech Graph, DJ Hustle, everybody that's definitely doing their thing and that's on their grind right now, you know what I'm saying? Because we can't stop, we won't stop, you know, we're going to keep doing our thing. So, also, they're talking about they got some vaccines in regards to the whole swine flu situation. But who's to say they ain't already had it anyway, you know? So we going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, get into the mix. And, you know, we're going to have, like I said, we're going to have Willie North Pole, one of the newly signed DTP artists, you know. We had his wonderful, wonderful, lovely manager on yesterday with Street Queens the Movement, you know, giving her, you know, professional viewpoints on different things yesterday in regards to, you know, the industry and just women doing their thing. So he's going to be live in the building today, and we're going to be shutting it down like we, you know, we always do on Lush Radio Online. So once I get this switchboard acting like it wants to act right, we can go ahead and open the phone line and stuff, because the switchboard is bugging right now. So, like I said, so also don't forget to check out strictlybump1.com. They're one of the endorsers. Basically, you know, it's fashion that matters. Make sure you check them out. Also make sure that you check out Strictly Bump One. It's called I Love My Mommy. So we basically looking for people to basically write a letter about how they love their mother and everything like that. And then whoever wins, you know, basically we're gonna send their mother, you know, something for Mother's Day. You know, if they weren't able to get something for their mother, we're gonna take care of that and send it to them for Mother's Day, you know, courtesy of Strictly Bump One. It's to this Saturday at, you know, exactly at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So make sure y'all check that out. It's going to be going down. So make sure you check for that. We're going to be in the building. And I'm going to go ahead and go to the switchboard. Thank God. Okay. It's all up and running now. So right now, I'm about to go ahead and go into some music and say I'm on my brand new age.
Rhyme Fest.
Brand new.
I don't like you to let you
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand
new with my
brand new
bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new bitch. I don't like it unless you
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
with my
brand new
bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new
bitch. They say your attitude determines your latitude. I'm high as a motherfucker, fly as a motherfucker, and still the motherfucker you love to hate, but can't, because you love what I make. Now ain't that about a bitch? I'ma talk shit until I'm out of here. They don't wanna turn these speakers up, they claim I ain't deep enough. All that talking I feed off of, keep it up. I'm relaxing, my feet is up. I'm leaving you haters like when Shaq left the Lakers just to heat it up. I take the stats to stunt, I don't need the front. Make Black History a day, I don't need them all. The survey says by the streets according, Kanye's just important as Michael Jordan was to the NBA when he was scoring. Ralph Lauren was boring before I warm up. And I don't like it unless
it's brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
weird with my
brand new
bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new
shit.
No way, I don't want it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
weird with my
brand new
bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new
bitch. Now some women hit the mall and go shop at the thrift store. Some of them mix and match and make it look like they get more. Some of y'all know you wear 16, squeezing it to a 6. Damn, what you make them jeans rip for? I guess she looking for a
brand new
man who ain't always gotta sit down when he can't stand you. Boo, this the
brand new
jam to dance to. Why you giving me hair like shampoo? Come with your name, skip the
brand
name. I won't
brand
you. What you do here, stay here like Cancun. Besides, your breath is augmented. I like things authentic. Look at all my whips, they're all vintage. I got a loft with a view of the sea. See, I take some old shit and make it new for me. Pimp it out like exhibit to the degree. Why spin an arm and a leg? We can kick it for free. And see, I don't like it unless
you're listening to Lush. You're listening to Lush Radio.
it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Like I told you, once again, we're going to have the one and only Willie Nuff Pool live in the building all day, every day, man. Newly signed to DTP, man. Really humble dude, good dude. Hot music is crazy. We about to go to the phone lines and say we'll see what the business is. What's up, family? What's poppin'?
What's good with you? How you doing?
I've been digging in the scene on the gangster lane, trying to get the, you know, these technical difficulties together over here.
I heard that. Well, it's good, man. I'm good. We in this time of recession right now, so I hope everybody got their hood dreamer cap on. You know what I'm saying? Good, G.
Well, that's what it is, man. And we gotta give you a Lush Radio welcome real quick. You know what I mean?
Sure, for sure. That's what's up. I appreciate that. That's nice. I like that.
Man,
can you hear me okay?
Huh?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great, man. Before we get into the nitty gritty, man, I want you to go ahead and give your shout outs and everything, man.
Well, good, man. It's your boy, Willie Norfolk, Disturbing the Peace, Def Jam. You already know what time it is. Mr. Hood Dreamer number one, man. You know, my thing is I just want people to understand where my inspiration comes from. It comes from the love and support I get from people when I see them on the street. So definitely want to get back to y'all. Appreciate that. Also, Arizona, of course, you know, we've never had a voice. We've never been in a situation to where we can have a national look. So I want to give a shout-out to my hometown, AZ, you know what I'm saying, Phoenix, Southside, everybody stand up over there. The whole Southwest region, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, all that down south, everybody, man. It's all love, baby.
That's what it is, man. It's an honor to have you on the show, man. I remember seeing you down at Court DJs and everything, you know, doing your 1-2.
Yeah, we worked on that. We've been working hard ever since then, baby. We've been in like probably about 10 different cities since the last time you seen me.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm on a promotional tour right now as we speak. I'm headed to an interview right now as I'm doing this interview with you. We just
wow.
Get on this ground. You know what I'm saying? And that's the most important thing to understand. Anybody that don't see the inside, they don't understand the grind it takes to get to a certain level. If you really want that, man, you can either be a retired rapper or you can be successful. And that's the path I'm headed to right now.
I know your face, your name. I
know
what your name was.
And that's what it is. I mean, you definitely on your grind, Dizzle. And I got to, you know, really shout out, you know, that management you got over there, man. Tiff is a monster.
Yeah, she go hard. That's what she's known for, man. That's what she's definitely known for. And, you know, she go hard as a manager, I go hard as an artist. And, you know, we got to get the label to go hard, get Def Jam to go hard, and we all get it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. What inspires you to, you know, just get into the whole music, especially, you know, in your area? Because, you know, just Arizona itself, what was it hard just, you know, getting out, you know, from that whole area?
It was very hard. We've never had a national voice. We never had a look, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, every look that we've ever had nationally was bad, you know what I'm saying? From Martin Luther King, you know, stuff that was going on with the holiday to DMX with the show, having a show in the desert. That's all he was showing. He wasn't showing no city. And then, you know, John McCain. And, you know, then we just always had a bad situation. But now it's like, you know, it's a fresh breath of air going around AZ right now. Because, you know, one of their hometown heroes got signed, you know. And I rep right. I rep, you know, the area I'm from. I'm from the side that nobody sees at all. You know what I'm saying? That the one side that nobody likes to report. You know, and where them boys don't like to go. Nobody likes to go, actually. You know what I'm saying? And that's Broadway, 24th Street. I'm from the South Side. So, you know, I'm definitely going to, you know, bring that to light. Just show people not to glorify violence, but to, you know, to bring the urban side out and show the culture of my hometown and where I'm from.
That's what it is, man. So who are some of your inspirations in regards to the music?
I had a lot of inspirations. You know, growing up, you know, I used to listen to a lot of Too Short, Ice Cube. It was more leaning towards the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? I like Kumo D, though. I like Kumo D, Big Daddy Kane. You know, that was as a child, like as a little infant, you know what I'm saying? And then as I got a little older, you know, around the East Coast, West Coast time, I started getting, you know, more a little bit into the East Coast music. I was listening to Jay-Z and, you know, people like that, the Nas's, the Biggies, because I was locked up when all that stuff was going on. I was in juvenile prison. So by the time I got out, you know what I'm saying, I was accustomed to hip-hop in general. And I just took everything that I knew from the from the East Coast lyric side to the West Coast, you know, hardcore side, and just, you know, blended it all together and, you know, created a monster. That's all.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where I got my whole inspiration from. You know, I grew up, you know, listening to Ice Cube and them. Then, you know, I ended it with the Jay-Z's and, you know, Biggie's, of course, Nas's and people like that, you know, Kanye. I got a lot of inspiration out there. It's a lot of good artists, you know, that's still around, and there's good artists that was in the 90s. So, you know, I definitely come from that cloth.
So when you were basically, like, you know, coming from AZ, man, and you got, how did that whole, like, deal come about with the whole DTP situation, you know what I'm saying? And when you did get that, like, how did AZ receive you, man?
Well, AZ has always received me well. You know what I'm saying? I was running up the streets before I got the deal. I had that record Body Marked Up. That was already, you know, floating on the radio. That was everywhere. So, you know, not to be on myself, but I always had the town on lock. You know, that was the most important part. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I definitely had the town on lock. And then, you said what?
It is due, man. You got to do you, man.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I always had the town on lock. And then, you know, the whole Disturbing the Peace issue, no, not issue, but the whole Disturbing the Peace came up about when we were, I had a situation with Gina in the past, and I was trying to get signed to 50 Cent at the time. And me and my manager, Tiffany J, we connected or whatever, and she was, we was unsure what was going to happen at Gina, so we kind of like just fiddled around here and there, and then, you know, eventually I had to, you know, leave the situation, and I left the house for a reason. It was a crazy reason, and the reason that I left, you want to know, you got to buy the album. You know, it's a song I did called The Storm, and it's definitely gonna keep you at the edge of your seat. You know, it's no hooks. It's 3 minutes of story. It tells you what happened when I lived, you know, inside of 50 Cent's house for a little while and all that stuff. It was a great story. You know what I'm saying? And it was amazing. And some foul play. A lot of stuff went on, and I just put it all out of my heart. You know, out of music. So. And that's that. But so I left that situation, and then I came to Phoenix. You know, so I went back to Phoenix, and you know, she promised me, she like, you know, if you do what I say, less than a year, I'll have you a deal. And I just went, we just went hard every single day, like every single day, and I had a deal 6 months later. So
wow.
So that's what it is. And I've been doing this. Don't think it was overnight, y'all. You know, I've been doing this since I was like 12 years old. But at the same time, you know, the situation may come overnight, but the grind, your grind before definitely brings that situation to come. So it's all, you know, it all comes together.
Hey, you know, you're definitely a hard worker. You know, I definitely see your movement. Both of you guys together are a power team, seriously. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously. I appreciate it. And you know what's funny? You haven't even met the whole team. Tiffany, man, Tiffany's just a piece of the pie. We got a whole squad in Arizona right now, every day, you know, sending out email blasts, calling, requesting the station, going out, handing out flyers, making sure DJs are playing my music, making sure we got them planning our, you know, album release parties and everything that we got going. We got a whole squad. So, and I think that's the most important part that people need to know, you know. And before you get a record deal, I would probably put a team together and find a manager and then, you know, take it to the table like that. It looks a lot better. It's more professional, and it shows growth, definitely.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
How did you end up, you know, having, you know, Tiffany as a manager?
Well, I've been knowing her since we used to go to summer camp, you know, when I was about, you know, 10 years old, 10, 12, you know, between 10, 11, 12 years old, we used to go to summer camp together. So I've been knowing her. We just lost contact, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we lost like over a period of maybe about 10 years, and then when my name was burning up the streets, she didn't know I wasn't going by Willie Northpost. She just knew me by my name, and so she was living in Atlanta. She kept hearing about this cat Willie Northpost, and she finally looked into it, and it was my big head ass. Yeah, you laughing? What's funny? Why you on the phone laughing right now? Why you laughing? I'm just playing. Yeah, so that was that, you know, and when she found out it was me, and, you know, she was proud of what I did. We just, you know, I needed a manager at the time, and I was, Money had his hands on me a little bit. He was trying to manage me, but it wasn't quite working out, and Tiffany just came through, and she just showed her ass, and we just hooked up from there.
It is, man. I'm definitely proud of you. Your work is, like, you know what I'm saying, really showing for itself, you know, and it's self-evident, man. And so what should we, you know what I'm saying, this album, man, you know, tell people more about this album, man.
Thank you, my nigga. Oh, the album is amazing, man. If you remember the 90s back in the day, when y'all used to have the great albums and you was cut from that cloth of where you wanted to hear skits and read the thank yous and the production on it and everything. It was a great album from top to bottom. That was my album. That's my album right now. And on the album, who I got featured on, it's definitely a classic. And who I got featured on, and of course myself, we got Luda. I put Scrappy on it because Scrappy just got to deal with us. So, you know, I want to show him some brotherly love. I put him on the album. B.O.B., uh-huh. Of course, and Bobby Valentino and Neo.
Wow.
So, you know, basically, you know, I got really one featured rapper. I don't count Luda because Luda is a given because he owned the label. So I really only got one rapper there myself. So I didn't really want any features on there. I just wanted to kind of go hard myself.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, it's the first time when you're doing your thing and you're dropping your album, you want to all be about you at that point in time, you know? So, you know, but I mean, you doing a good job, man, for real, man.
Appreciate it, sweetheart. You know, I got y'all. Whenever y'all need me for anything, you know I'm here.
Well, it is, man. We definitely, you know what I'm saying, supporting you, you know, and all that you're doing, man. I got last two, three questions because I know you about to jump into another interview, man, for real. I know you walking in and about to run into the building or something right now.
Yeah, we're in Auburn right now. I'm sitting outside right now. I'm just on the phone with you. We all right. Go ahead.
So the other thing, man, you got ups and downs in the industry, man. What you think was the hottest adversity that you had to deal with being in the game?
How do I have to deal with what?
What is your hardest adversity? What did you feel was your hardest adversity being in the game?
Being in the game is overcoming the barrier of getting over that hump. You know what I'm saying? Because what you got to understand, you get a deal, you're not famous the next day like it used to be. You got to actually work. It's like getting a record deal is like having an awesome-ass demo. You know what I'm saying? And so that was the hardest thing. But, you know, the greatest thing, though, was a couple of days ago, I was in the studio with Wyclef, and he called me a genius. So that definitely, you know, told me that my hard work was paying off. That was, like, almost better than the record deal when Wyclef said that. You know what I'm saying? He called me a genius, yeah.
It's always good to get a stamp from an OG now.
Yeah, exactly.
For real. It's always good to get a stamp from an OG. And the other thing, you know what I'm saying, is if you could tell any of these youth, like, you know, some advice, you know, getting in the game, what would it be?
I would basically say, man, whatever y'all do, man, you know, I'm from the streets. I've been through a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I got a lot of dead homies out there. And, you know, I think I'm alive because I've always put God first, you know what I'm saying? I used to gang bang. I used to be out there like that. But at the same time, you know, I think it's important that the youth go hard on putting God first, you know, going hard on whatever their hobby is, whether it's rapping, singing, dancing, tackling somebody, shooting hoops, whatever it is. And just, you know, just focus on your goals. It ain't no future and no drug dealing, bro. Trust me when I say that. Ain't no such thing as a successful drug dealer. They always get caught eventually. So y'all do what y'all do, and don't depend on the streets to provide for you, for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, your big homies is always going to be your big homies, but you got to make a way for yourself. So definitely just put yourself and go hard.
That's some real serious jewels right there, man. You got any upcoming events, anything you want to, like, plug in and also tell us the site where we could go cop the music, you know, where the people are. I know I just said Google them, but, you know, you might want to give some direct links and stuff.
Right. We got one more. Basically, man, anybody want to hit me, man, myspace.com, you know what I'm saying? It's / Willy North Pole. That's Willy with a Y. Same thing with the Twitter, Willy with a Y. Facebook, you know what I'm saying, Willy with a Y. Upcoming events, I got a lot of stuff coming. You can look on my MySpace. It tells you everything I got. Right now I'm on a promotional tour, so nothing's guaranteed till it actually comes. You know what I'm saying?
What's the
so
name?
Y'all holler at me, man. Anybody want to reach me, you know, direct, hit me on my MySpace, man. You got my word. It's me talking to you. I got you.
I know you about to go in the building, man. We got you. We will pray that everything that you want to do in life and everything that comes to pass. God bless you and Tiff, man. Y'all definitely doing some good things out there for real.
Y'all put me on this. Yeah. I'm supposed to hang up on it. Hello? I'm sorry about that. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
About to go in, so we'll holler at you on the flip side. God bless you, and we wish the best for you, man. Good luck.
All right, appreciate it, and make sure you contact me and you stay in touch with me. And anybody out there, I love y'all. Holler at your boy, Willie.
Yeah.
I'm rolling in my ride, my eyes real chinky. Hit 145, fly like 12 Twinkies. Today a good day, I know, don't jinx it. I will keep a Smith, just like Jay Pinkett. Baby, without blinking, I do it my way. I shit on folks, the opposite of RK. I'm Rude Parmay, I'm too hood. Got on your mind all the time like new ERA. Who am I? That nigga too fly. My mama gave birth on Continental Airlines. I ain't lying. I'm back, boy. You hit the backboard. I'm all switch. Make a memo on your blackboard. This class here, nigga, is for the underground. UGK, Doc and Meth, locking the summer down. And I ain't playing games, homie, so get it right. Cause I get toe, I get toe up under city life.
I dropped in 95, now I'm on 95, south in the 30, been riding dirty since dirty died. I get it early, my nigga heard me, I'm certified. And when I ride, I'm with Reggie Noble, New Jersey Drive. I make it happen, homie, I take you back when I was wearing ponies. And the motor niggas was snapping on me. How many rappers know me? I know what cash on me. Face is this game, I take it in holy matrimony. And now can't nothing hold me. I fuss with UGK. Some dudes is more like Kobe, I'm more like Rudy Ray. You either in it pimping or you just in the way. I love this life that I'm living, your shit can end today. Two things to know about me, I guess I'll never change. Can keep this money like Southern Cali, it never rain. Then I ain't playing games with you, so get it right. And I get
toe up under city life.
But the king of the trail is up in this bitch. Drop the top, but I get the switch. You see my level, see stuck in this. Texas nigga, we getting rich. Fuck a hater, mate, fuck a stitch. G-code nigga, we don't love the po-po. No more swag, mate, pass the dough. No, we keep super tight like that Soho. I'm about my dough ho, so don't play with my bread, man. I be trying to stop the violence nowadays, so instead I'm popping the trunk and grabbing that chopper, putting that cater in your head. I'd rather be laying up in the bed with your baby and make it in head. Yeah, my Cadillac car is candy painted, dripping like burning dick. My steering wheel is wood grain, I grip it and turn it quick. I'm riding bold, black with yellow stripes like a dealer. And as far as the rims go, I'm an 84 wheeler. A slab peeler when I mesh out in the caddy, leaning back up on the leather, man, and smoking on the baddie. This UGK for life, if you ain't know, you better get it right.
Why? I get toe up under the city line.
UGK, Red Man, Method Man, in the fucking building. Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. We just had your man, Willie North Pole, live in the building. You run into another interview, man. Dude is a good dude, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him and Tiff and the whole Family Tree Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Really holding it down all day, every day. Shout out to DTP. That's what it is. It goes down all day, every day. Man, your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. It's Follow Fridays. I have my co-host, Derek, live in the building with me. And my man, Billy Blast, we're going to be getting it in, man. All them MCs, cats want to come through. Call in at 347-826-7722. We getting it in. And I'm going to go ahead and give y'all some of that Willie North Pole. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing no games. But you know what? I'm going to play this intro right now. You know what I'm saying? This intro right now is exclusive. My man Renacy and your boy Black Ice just did this for me. So I want you to tell me if you like it.
What's up, man? It's the fifth of Renzi over your boy Black Ice. We ain't here doing it one time for the girl. Lushy Lush. That's right. Lushy Lush. I'm in your ear with Lushy Lush. Understand me, man. You don't need a crutch. Cause you're breaking new songs like bones. Hitting hitting hard body, something like a Roy Jones. Is trying to get on and come through with your ones and twos, or maybe you just trying to do an interview. Man, it ain't hard to catch up with her. You should try to hit her on Twitter. She got the blog talk, MySpace, and the dot team. Your boy Black Ice, Brenda C on the team. From the West Coast, East Bay, Richmond, CA, to France and back to the DMV, man. Turn that ear crack for your ass once more. This is Lushy Lush Online Radio. Serving an ear crack for your ass once more. This is Lushy Lush Online Radio.
You know.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush.
A picture in a seat. Your boy Black Ice. Lushy Lush Online Radio.
Yeah, man, Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, I got to give you that Willie North Pole jump off right there, you know what I'm saying? This is for y'all. Shout out to Willie, man. You already know what it is. Hood Dreamer.
Hoping that it land. Now I'm the man, 'cause I'm a
hood dreamer.
listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, yeah, man. That joint right there is Hood Dream and Willie North Pole. We just had him on the show. He was getting in. So shout out to him and Tiffany J. Family Tree Entertainment. Definitely, they were showing mad love on Lush Radio Online, man. It is what it is. Make sure you support that brother and all that he's doing because he's doing some big things, man. I don't know what's going on with Twitter server today, but they must got too many tweets on right now, man. But I'm going to go to the phone line and bring on my co-host, the one and only Derek Jordan.
What it do, big sister? IMAX was cracking with you.
Hello, man, I'm getting it in, man.
My bad, I just missed the interview, though, sis.
Man, Willie was real humble, man. I could tell you he one real humble dude. When you meet him in person, you know, laugh, jokes, he's good, but he's definitely on his grind, dog. He don't play no games. And you know, the whole team he got is strong, and you know, I'm really proud of him, man, representing from the AZ, doing his 1-2, for real.
Man, I just came across him for real, like, but having Tiffany on the show last night was John real, because that just show you the type of people that's out here really getting it, you know what I mean, that humility that people are displaying, that positive energy, you know?
Yeah, man, because, yo, Tiff, man, I got to give respect where respect is due. She's a monster, for real. After he finished, he was just running and driving to another show. They were running to another interview. Right after mine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, man, the grind is ridiculous, man, for real.
So that's what's up, though.
For real. See, he was talking about how getting signed to he wanted to get signed to 50, right?
Yeah.
And Alvin, he explained that, you know, it was a lot of foul stuff that kind of like went down, so he had to bounce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's it on his album or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, but go check that album to get more details on that situation. But so then he left, you know, and Tiffany, she said, if you do what I say, man, I'm gonna promise you a deal, man. They go hard, dog. That whole team they got, they go hard.
That's that Family Tree Entertainment, right?
Family Tree Entertainment, man, they go hard, son. For real. Shoot. He said they on a promotional tour. He said he done, after I seen him on Core DJ, he done hit like 8 or 10 states already. I was like, dang.
Getting it in,
player, for real. So what's crackalacking with you, man? I don't know what's going on with Twitter server, family. They bugging right now. Maybe they got too many tweets,
you know,
man.
Too many people out there now got hip to it. So, yeah, it's been a little staticky. You know what I'm saying? Ain't the same ability to get right on as it has been in the past months. Because I think that information that got out there, and there's been a lot.
Y'all can stop leaking out this information like this, man. It's the news that's causing a problem, man. The news is CNN.
Yeah,
CNN and all that. Hello?
Yeah, we put that directly on Larry King, though. I'm going to definitely snipe that on Larry King. You know what I mean? Because he all right with what he do, you know what I'm saying? No hate on I Am Diddy. But, you know, because y'all ain't had to do it like that, you know what I'm saying? We was kind of keeping that close to the chest, but I feel you got to do your promotional thing.
I know they got to do their promotional thing, but, you know, they got average people on the joint now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, you know? I just had like 30 new followers just because I don't know how my little Twitter ID got out there like that, but yeah, got 30 new followers and they don't do nothing. they don't do nothing, like they don't even say what's up or good morning, you know what I mean? Like, okay, that's not how we Twitter elite, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. We got the Twitter elite, man. You got some cats on there, man. You go to their site, you like, man, what is these cats? What do you actually do, man? For real.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
They got zero people on their joint. I'm like,
right.
What?
Right. Four people following, but they following like 6,000 people and all that. That's one of them situations where it's like, okay, family, is you a fan or is this business? Like, what's... I thought Twitter was down on that business aspect. But, you know, it's all good, though, because, like we were discussing the other evening, man, it's about, like, everybody moving on. Like, it's been happening. Maybe you ain't noticed, but people are blocking that, protecting their updates. So it's taking them off the public timeline. So you kind of see how the good money is being driven out by the bad money, you know, in a sense, where all the true networkers and people there conducting business are kind of moving on where, you know, it's like, I don't want that joint to be as trashy as MySpace is. No offense, MySpace, but, you know, that's where it is on the digital side.
As you said yesterday, hey, shoot, MySpace is what the ghetto of the internet right now.
Hey, right now, you on MySpace doing it big. That's good, because that's how you got to do it in the hood. You know what I'm saying? You got to do it. You gotta make sure you on the block every day, you know what I mean? Your face got to be seen, whether you in the, you know what I mean, the UU or whatever. You just gotta make sure you seen out there, and that's where MySpace at with it, because anybody and everybody doing anything is on MySpace. And congratulations if your MySpace page is getting like 600,000 hits. I know about the MySpace Friend Blaster. That's real lovely. But when you actually out there on your Grizzly, people will actually contact you and go to your website. When you own your .com or .net, or if you haven't even gotten to that point, you could at least go Ning. But don't clog up Twitter with the nonsense, because it's not necessary. Set you up a nice little social media package over on Ning, and you got to get it in on that community level where you can get all your little friends to follow you over there, because Twitter giant series, I like that, and y'all, it's slowing it down.
I'm loving Twitter, man. That's my little jump off, man. And I don't know if it's just me, man. Isn't it kind of addicting a little bit?
Okay, hold up though. Okay, you might be a Twitterholic if you had a BlackBerry and you synced up on your BlackBerry. If you still on, you know what I'm saying, the Sprint Moto Q, and you got that joint synced to update you every time somebody in your little inner circle updates. When you got that joint on the mobile updates, you know you got a problem for real. You definitely got issues Droid Tweet. Is that Twit Droid? You definitely got issues if you downloaded TweetDeck on two computers or more. You know what I mean? You definitely got problems, but I wouldn't necessarily call it an addiction. It might be a necessity to you because you on your independent Grizzly, and that right there is the wide open range when you on Twitter, but yeah, it do get you hooked in, you know what I mean? It's a lot of bait on there that will keep you glued to your screen, whichever it might be, laptop, desktop, or...
You know what, right? For all those people that are like, don't really know how to really manipulate Twitter, that at button, right, basically is how many people are on Twitter mentioning your name, right? Mentioning your name, like, dog, I mean, mad people showing me love on Twitter, but I can't get on right now because these cats is hogging it right now.
Right.
Tweeting like...
Right, I'm trying to drop a little thing about like being live on Lush Online right now, and it's like we having problems. Oops. In the oops. So that's what I'm saying. Y'all should keep it on MySpace if it's, you know what I'm saying? Or y'all could go to Facebook too, because y'all got instant chat on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of professional people who are unable to conduct their business because it's some outside the loop people jumping in the loop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's slowing down our business. Hey, we could have been trying to get into a new contact, and you messing it up for us, man. Come on now.
Following up on some business, you know, because that's where you do it directly.
For real. So let's talk about the do's and don'ts of Twitter. Go ahead and break it down, bro.
Rule number one, if you following somebody, right, like make sure you at least acknowledge that you trying to be followed. Or if you have people following you, try to follow them if you can. I ain't saying go down your whole 4,000 list and follow everybody, but at least be mindful of the fact that we all real people, and even though you on your grind, it's other people on their grind, you definitely want to follow and be followed. That's that give and take right there. Don't come with the, like, nonsensical, like, you don't want to promote your album, like, on Twitter. That is what your MySpace page is for. That is what your Facebook page is for. That is what your website is for. You come on Twitter to let people know the real you. You know what I mean? Like, keep it community. I mean, I'll be posting an article this evening about some more of the do's and don'ts, and I have a list, actually, I probably wind up putting on Twitter once I'm able to get on about the do's and don'ts, because there's some fantastic articles. But the top three things you can do is follow to be followed, and make sure you get in contact with the people who are following you, because that's just love, straight up. Number two, it's not a promotional channel. Like, if you want to discuss your project, that's one thing. But don't get on the joint always talking about come listen to my music, man. That's retarded almost, for real, because you can honestly talk to people who can give you honest critiques, number one, can help inform you about the business. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just use the MySpace for the promotional avenue. And number three, like, be honest. Like, I know this is a lot of people we call quote-unquote celebrities, but it's the honesty that really endears you to them that makes it so you want to get on Twitter again just to say what's up. Like,
mm-hmm.
Those are the top three things I can think of off the break, just because that's the way it's that's how my experience has been the best.
Well, my top thing on Twitter to do is make sure you got a website or something, at least something. How you got a profile and it's nothing? How do I know if you're a professional or not?
Yeah.
So make sure you have some kind of link to go somewhere explaining who the hell you are. Because I don't know who the hell you are.
Thought that's why they was on Twitter, though, just to help bridge that.
You know, come on now. When you get on there, go to your settings, for them people that don't know how to use Twitter, go to your settings and go over there and put your website on there now. Come on. And those people that don't got their picture on there, I don't know if you a fake person.
Yeah. That's the instant decline right there. That's an instant fail, as we say in the Twitterverse. That's an instant fail. You need to pause yourself, collect your thoughts, and do what's right. Think right.
You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to detail and go ahead and upload that picture, because I don't know who the hell you are. You can say you somebody and I don't know who the hell you are. Come on now. Make sure, the number one, you must have a picture. Somebody wants to identify who the hell they dealing with. Two, make sure. Now, okay, you got some PR people now that's on there and they're working other people's Twitters, because I do that too, you know. So, but, you know, most of the time it's the actual people, and people want to feel that feeling like I can talk to you directly, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to feel like they're talking to an Android. So the thing about it is, make sure when you check your at buttons, where it says at Lush or at your tech graph or whatever, or say at whatever your name is, make sure you take that frequently, because you can see how many people, you know, are mentioning your name. You know what I'm saying? So apparently somebody's hearing about you, and your name is getting spread out there because they're telling you to follow this person because they see your movement on Twitter. So if you see that stuff and them people are posting you, make sure you show them love and copy and repost that and follow them too. Show that love back.
That's a definitely do. Show love on Twitter. Number one, that's a definite do. Show love. You know what I mean? It's such a positive place to be in right now. I ain't trying to hop on Jock, but it's such a great place to really get to know the people that you hear about and watch on television and read about. It's a really good place to actually experience or get some experience in people, personal relations. You know what I'm saying? Public relations is PR, but personal relations is what develops companies.
Yeah, I mean, shoot. Take for instance, me and Derek, my co-host. We met on Twitter.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
In an instant, look at that, man. I mean, people are making business deals off of Twitter, man. And y'all didn't stop hogging it up because I want to get on. I'm addicted.
So,
you know?
Whoa, let me in.
Let me in, son. For real, this is crazy, man. They got that joint shut down. They're going to need some more bandwidth for this, man. I don't think they imagined it was going to be so crazy this, man. They even got commercials on the TV for Twitter, dog.
Nah, don't say that. Oh, you talking about the part of that Sprint commercial?
Yeah, part of the Sprint commercial with the Twitter. They done killed this joint, man.
Oh, shit, I got right in, though. Okay.
You got in?
Yeah.
It let me in a second, and then it was like page error and stuff. Are you getting in?
Yeah. Hold up. We about to see if them errors come back up.
You totally in? Because it's like, it's hating on me right now.
Nah, I'm good. I'm tweeting. Your boy, Yo Tech, is definitely tweeting. Got to let him know we live right now.
So since we on Follow Fridays, man, Yo Tech, man, tell Derek the people who are some of the people some of the grinders on Twitter that we need to be following, man, for real.
Off the official, you definitely got to follow my boy, Johnny Boy 202, Young Gunner out the district. He a little hot artist coming out. You got to follow, definitely got to follow Lush Radio Online, at Consultant Guy. He fits, oh, at Capra Clothing Company. I just got my shirts, too, yesterday. Oh, Slim, like, they coming from the West Coast. They is fizz, too, Slim. Like, I think I mentioned them yesterday. Like, Kim Suarez, you getting your Dougie out there. Definitely looking out for that. Definitely go at Billy Blast, at Cartier, at Get More Chips. I'm trying to name it a digital conglomerate right now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? At the Fur King, you definitely got to get at him. Like, Slim got the luxury levers, the butter. I'm telling you, the outfits, if you get the twit pics, like I get the twit pics, I'm faithful to Twitter for that one thing. You always know about the brand new. You know what I mean? Like, the new comes through Twitter first. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely want to follow at the Fur King, at PRSVR. That's Persevere. That's my folks out of Chicago. Like, they getting the gully. Slim coming out with the luggage and accessories. Hey, before they do anything, they got promotional tees, but that joint smack. I want that flamingo, though, too, Persevere. I know you out there, big bro, listening to this. You know what I mean? But those is like those official people who I talk to every day, and we're not only conducting business, but we're developing a personal friendship, and it's real cool, you know, how they plan parties and whatnot, the tweet-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been invited to a couple of tweet ups, so I'm definitely going to start making my way around the country on that note, just because that's love, you know.
Yo, explain to the people more about the tweet ups, because you know, since the whole thing has been developing with Twitter, there has been clubs created,
yeah.
Groups created. Tell us more about that, you know what I'm saying, in regards to Twitter.
Man,
for those.
In its most simple form, a tweet up is a meetup that you got off of Twitter. Like a group, like you might have a little group of followers where y'all converse regularly every day of the week, and somebody got a little situation where they a promoter or they got a club or they doing something at a venue, they'll pull a tweet up just by encompassing the evening that they doing the event with, inviting everybody in their Twitter group to the event. You know what I mean? Like, it's sick because I've seen special passwords, like, secret locations. Like, it's sick the things that I've seen become a tweet-up or the routines that you go through for a tweet-up. But it's essentially just keeping that core group of people, bringing them to one place at one time. They're doing it by city right now. You know, Chicago done had 3 tweet-ups already.
Wow.
I think Atlanta done had one. I'm not sure about all of them because I'm not following a bunch of people, but I know Chicago's doing it heavy with the tweet-ups. That's why I'm trying to find out what's going on with the DMV tweet-up.
Yeah,
you know,
we need to get this DMV tweet-up together, man.
You know,
come
at
on.
Easy Street, at Tony C 813. Yeah, they definitely need to, yeah.
Yeah,
what's
Easy.
Going on.
Need to stop faking. I'm going to have to hit them on Twitter and say, dog, what's up with the tweet-up, dog? Let's
you
get
know.
This tweet-up, family. So, yo, definitely follow Easy, man. He a cool dude, man. I used to do print for him back in the day, so he a good dude. Follow Easy. Follow DJ Papa Hats, PopaHaz, Papa Hats, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing. Follow Trip CS, Triple Platinum Underground. Follow Indie Hip Hop on Twitter. Follow Rim Global, R-I-M Global. And also follow... Epic Zodiac, because he was showing me love on there. Billy Blast, you already know what it is. E2K _ magazine. Cardi
yeah.
_ yeah. Chuck Wu. Raz EG Radio. Yo Tech, you already know you got to follow my brother. Consultant Guy. You know what I'm saying? Heron DeMarco. You know what I'm saying? Camp Low. Trilogy _SMG. Boss Lady with an I, Toya, Feature Magazine, Phenomenal One _ Rapper, DI Radio Cash, Fusebox Radio, man, these DJ Ghosts, all these cats is, you know, showing me love, man, following, man, you know what I'm saying, it's all love on Twitter, baby, twit, yeah.
Twitter leak.
Twitter elite, man. We the Twitter elite. You need to respect our digital conglomerate, man.
Oh, yes. Respect the digital conglomerate.
Real. And speaking of conglomerate, man, check out that Busta Rhymes joint. I don't care too much for Lil Wayne. Everybody know that. But, hey, man, they just bumped me off again, man. Come on now. Get Discover together, player.
See?
But you know what I'm saying, man, we definitely doing it on that 1-2, man, you know what I'm saying, me and Big Brother, but we're going to get into the music, man, you know what I'm saying, I'm about to get them some of this music, man, some of this flyer. I'm going to give y'all something, man, what we got in the joint, I'm about to give y'all my man Act the Fool, man, shout out to my man Act the Fool, he had this song featured in the 2009 Fast and the Furious, man, called Ride. You know what I'm saying? You really doing it big when you're getting your songs put in major movies, man. For real. That's some royalties like crazy right there, dog. For real. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to say, yeah, you got to definitely follow Edward Smith Music. Like, because it's serious coming out of people.
Oh.
That Chad Rock joint is been crazy.
Follow Wordsmith. And just to let you guys know, Wordsmith will be on my show the 27th of this month, and I know my little bro gonna be live in the building with me.
Please,
on that,
please.
You know what I'm saying? And on the 13th of this month, I'm gonna have the one and only icon Chubb Rock live in the building now, and
thank
you know both of them is doing Bridging the Gap together, man. So it's gonna be crazy, man.
See, that's
getting
for real right there.
He's getting it in, man, for real. But I'm going to give y'all this ride, man. Stay on the line with us. We about to go into the music, man. Me and your man, your boy. Hey, Jordan, Yo Tech Graph, man. The graphics is, man. When we come back, we're going to be getting it in. All day, every day ride, baby. I need some chicken.
Digital Dash. Doing 150 on the freeway. We don't drive, we fly. You might wanna hold on.
Shawty like my wish, she like my ring.
Foreign that these haters ain't got. Sitting on pros, paint so wet. She's so turned on underneath that dress. Lil' mama in my rear view, checking my kit. So I asked her, baby girl, do you drive six? She said,
I can
feel the attraction, turbocharged. She don't want me, she want my car. I'm just an accessory, that ain't even stressing me. When she hit the system, guaranteed she gonna be sweating me. What I'm working with, I can see you curious. Baby, hop in, come see who you're dealing with. Yeah, let's slide, hold on tight. Lil' mama, cause you're rolling with the Fast and the Furious.
Like my ring.
Caught a rush, biting the bottom lip when I shift my clutch. That's too much tension, so much kissing. Going up and down just like a piston. Yup, and I can feel that heat. Might stop, get it on in the middle of the street. Keep my foot on the gas, cause baby, we rolling. Straight to your place, that's where we going. The law don't matter, I could drive faster. Better have a Hemi if you think you gon' catch it. What I'm working with, I can tell you curious. When we hit the crib, you'll see what I'm dealing with. Please don't talk, hold that thought. We about to get lost when I use this.
I told you, girl, you better strap in. I got my foot on the gas.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Aka Fool, a.k.a. Captain Rap Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah.
You already know what it is. Yeah. Live in the building, Lush Radio Online, with my boy, my little bro, live in the building, Dirt.
What
you know what I'm saying?
This is IMAX.
We getting it in, man. For the people that don't know, man, explain to them that nickname you gave me, IMAX, because some people don't know what it is.
Oh, it's real simple. Like, I had to explain it to my young gunner. Like, it's the big picture. I don't know if y'all ever been down to the Smithsonian and seen that huge screen where they show you the whole world. You see everything from the heavens above. That's that IMAX right there. That's the big picture. You don't get no larger than that. HD ain't got nothing on IMAX. You feel me? Like, other folks is all high definition and woody-woo. You still ain't IMAX, though. You don't get the big picture.
That's the truth. That's the truth, man.
And so I had to stamp that.
And you know what I'm saying? Me and my brother, man, we sit here and think about all these diabolical things. When people were sleeping, we still grinding. That's what it is. All day, every day, grinding. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out, tweet, tweet, no sleep, gang.
Yeah, tweet, no sleep gang out there, the Grinders gang, all y'all out there, man.
Yeah.
We got a call alive in the building on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is. For real. What up, family? 919. What up, 919?
Hey, Quinn, how you doing?
How you doing?
Blessed and highly favored, no matter what. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man. Happy Follow Friday. How you doing? Blessings. Doc?
I said I'm blessed and highly favored no matter what. How about you?
I'm doing great, man, Dr. Ashish.
Ditto.
That's what's up. You loud. Hey, bro, this is Dr. Ashish, man. He do a lot of, you know, spiritual training, you know what I'm saying, breathing and everything, dealing with stress and all that stuff like that, man, you know.
Yeah, we just make sure you take care of your temple so you can do what you like to do.
Oh,
yeah.
If you don't take care of your temple, you're not gonna do nothing.
That's right, thank you.
That's right, man. You got some health tips for us today, man? You know, since we're going towards Mother's Day on Sunday, you got some health tips for us today, Doc?
Yeah, I mean, the best gift you can give to your loved ones and your enemies is to. We have some cases, people who are enemies, they become friends after you send them this gift.
What kind of gift is this, Doc?
It's on my website. You go there and register for the newsletter.
Tell the people on website, Doc.
It's AAIExchange.com, and you will see a banner on the website that says register for the 7 free lessons about speed healing. And you click on that banner, and you go and register for the gift.
That's what it is, man. So how is life treating you, you know what I'm saying, and everything? Everything blessed?
Well, we want you to change your lifestyle.
Oh, okay.
Everything is about lifestyle. We don't call it diet. We call it lifestyle.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But the diet has that sound die. It doesn't sound good.
Uh-huh.
Your diet, but when you say lifestyle, it sounds much better.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So what we want you to do is to do the deep breathing techniques every hour. I want you to take 7 deep breaths every hour. Now, if you're not going to take time out for 5 minutes and do 7 deep breathing, you're condemned to be living in miserable life. So 5 minutes every hour, take deep breath 7 times every hour, and you watch out what's going to happen. Your temple is going to be transformed within 32 days.
So you got to take 5 minutes out and deep breathe for.
Yeah, you can take that in the top of the hour or in the bottom of the hour, whatever you feel. And in the beginning, you're not going to feel comfortable like anything else you do first time. And then when you keep doing it every hour, it becomes part of your subconscious. You're going to be doing it subconsciously without even knowing it. So just take them time out, and what you're doing is getting too much oxygen to your temple at the cell level, and when you do that, you will be able to rejuvenate your temple and overcome all these challenges, the one you already have within your system, without taking all that messed up stuff, the one we have. So you'll be able to correct all these challenges you have in your temple within 32 days.
Okay.
But we don't want to stop after that. You want to do, make it like a habit and make it like part of your lifestyle and do it every hour. Now, the only time you don't do it, when you sleep.
Okay.
Do it. But as long as you're up and kicking and doing your thing, just take 5 minutes, time out, and, you know, don't worry about what people are going to say about what you do. You know, if they're not going to do what you do, they're living in hell. So just leave them alone.
Okay. Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then what I want you to do also, to change from meals to snacks.
Mm.
Instead of having meals, have snacks. So instead of having three meals, have 3 to 7 snacks a day.
That's right. Thank you.
3 to 7 snacks, little meals. And by doing that, you'll be able to visit the bathroom more often. I'm not talking about urination. I'm talking about defecation. You'll be able to get rid of all these toxins more often. So you will not have those toxins in your system. You will get rid of them right away. So you have to have at least 3 times you have to visit the bathroom, at least 3 times a day. If you don't do that, your system already in bad shape.
So what about somebody like me? Because every time I eat food, as soon as I eat it, I got doo-doo. So what was
that? That's good. That means your system is fantastic. That's wonderful.
Okay.
What you're supposed to do? You're supposed to go at least 3 times a day to the bathroom, at least.
Well, I think I go like 5 times a day, though. My doo-doo is regular.
Well, what I'm saying is, if as long as you go 3 times, you'll be okay. More than 3 times, you know, you might want to check out your lifestyle and the kind of food you eat. Now, in addition to that, you see, when you do the deep breathing, that's going to balance the whole situation. You're going to be doing deep breathing. You're going to be taking small meals instead of big meals. You're going to be getting 7-hour rest every day. At least you're going to get close to 7-hour rest, because that's what your temple require for you to function in a full-fledged alert every day. You have to get at least 7-hour rest.
But Doc, man, like grinders like me and Derek, sometimes it's hard to get that 7 hours of sleep. Derek,
you're right. You're right on that, Queen. And also going to heaven is hard, too. So going to hell is easy. So if you really know, you understand that a lifestyle, sometimes it's hard to get the lifestyle you want, so you can live in heaven. You can live in heaven, because heaven is a state of mind.
That's
the way
real.
You think make you, if you think heaven, you live in heaven. If you think hell, you live in hell.
Mm.
So what I'm saying to you is, by doing the deep breathing technique and do the small meals instead of big meals, all these places, all you can eat and all the stuff, don't go and mess with those places. They eat themselves to death, really.
Mm.
You can go and see them. You can see them running, eating themselves to death with all these all you can eat. And then I hope that one day they will outlaw those places, because really, it's a death trap.
Yeah.
You go there, you see them killing themselves, really.
But you're not lying about that. I mean, America has a wide percentage of obesity in this country.
Yeah, 80%. 80%.
Yeah.
So it's really it's epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than pandemic. It's an epidemic. So what I want you to do, by doing all these simple techniques, and make sure that you at least you take your time and you walk in a slow pace at least every day, 15 minutes every day, so you can keep the circulation, the blood circulation flow. Just walk. You don't need to rush and run and all that stuff. Just walk and do it regularly every day for 15 minutes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, by doing all that, of course, make sure that you have healthy sex life too, because sex is supposed to be medicine. You're supposed to have good sex.
Nah, I don't read that though. That's something I read too.
When you have sex, believe me, when you have sex, all your muscles and all the excitement and all the tangling and all that good stuff is going to really boost your immune system, and you're going to feel like in the top of the world. I'm telling you. So all that together, all that together works together to make you the kind of person you would like to be in this world you want to be in.
So you guys make sure that you go out and have a lot of sex, man. For real.
I'm not saying that. Everything is in moderation. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about everything in moderation. Not too much, not too little. Moderation.
Just
now,
the right amount.
Everybody has different meaning for moderation. But, you know, you use common sense. But, you know, common sense is not common anymore.
So true.
You use your own common sense and don't hurt your temple. Listen to your temple. When your temple says, stop doing that, just listen to your temple. Stop doing it.
Yeah. Don't break it off now. Don't break it off inside of her.
That's
yeah.
Right. Because your temple, remember, your temple is your God. When you take care of your temple, you take care of God.
Yeah.
When you take care of God, God will take care of you.
Right.
So if you ain't lying about that one.
I have no reason to lie.
But no, you're not lying about that, Doc.
I'm just telling you the truth, and most people don't like to hear the truth because they don't want to hear what I just said.
That's right.
No, it's because sometimes, you know, a lot of us, you know, intoxicate our minds, with different thoughts and intoxicate ourselves with the wrong food and life.
Everything starts in the mind. So if your mind is toxic, you're messed up. If your mind is good, you're good. So everything starts with the mind. But again, take advantage of all these tips, the one I just shared with you today, and I will tell you within 32 days. You go to my website and do what I just teach you to do on the website. All that is free information. I'm not charging you a dime. If you like what I taught you and you see what's going to happen to your temple, you can always send us a donation if you want to. But you don't have to. Yeah. And everything was on the website. And by helping us with your donation, we'll be able to reach out and help other people around the world how to take care of their temple. But you don't have to do that if you don't want to.
That's the truth. Hey, Doc, tell them one more time, you know, before we go into the music again, tell them where they can check you out, Doc, and get those good tips, you know what I'm saying?
On that note, use your music to dance. Dance is the best exercise ever known to man or to mankind. Use the music to dance. When you dance, you move all your muscles from the top of your crown of your head to the sole of your toes. And when you do that, you move all the muscles and the lymphatic system and the immune system will be mesmerizing and boosted and all the kind of good stuff. You feel great, and you're ready to conquer the whole entire world when you feel wonderful.
I like that. Yeah.
So use the music to dance. And use the kind of music you like. Make you the vibrant. You know, make vibration coming out of your temple. You can feel the vibration. You can feel the energy coming out of your temple. Because we are electrical beings. We are electrical beings. And that's what you do when you do your breathing. Listen to the good music, the one you like to listen to. Listen to good tapes.
We need more doctors like you, Doctor.
And we need more doctors out here to definitely, you know.
There is a few. I'm not the only one. But what I'm saying to you is listen to all the kind of things which is make you feel great.
Yeah.
And when you go through what I'm just telling you, you're going to feel like 25 years young.
Mm. Yeah, life is short, man. Enjoy your life and live it to the fullest. But make sure you take care of your temple and you take these tips from Dr. Ashish. And Doc, once again, tell them the website, and we're about to go into a DJ Hustle mix in a couple of seconds.
Yes, thank you again, Queen. This is a wonderful opportunity, especially with Mother's Day coming upon us and all the graduation celebrations and graduation and all that stuff. Don't go and mess up your temple after you graduate.
What was that website again, Doctor?
It's AIExchange.com.
AIExchange.com.
AIExchange.com. And you will not miss the banner. The banner is on the homepage. You will see a banner, a big banner and a small banner. And you will see on the small banner, if you click on that, it will take you to the website, the International Academy of Lymphology. And then in the bottom right corner, you will see the free subscription for the gift of life, how to live life without pain and disease.
Okay.
And it's some real good tips, man. And that breathing exercise, I actually tried it. Actually, does work. It gives you a lot of energy. So,
the deep breathing, the lifestyle of your, the food you're eating, and cut down on the meat. Get rid of the meat. Meat is not good for your tempo. And eat as much as raw food, and uncooked food, and fruits and vegetables. Those are the one which is really important for your immune system to regenerate, and make sure you get 7 hour rest every day, regardless whatever the circumstances.
That's what it is, man. Doc, we love you, man. Definitely, man. We love you.
If your partner snores or you're snoring, make sure that you tell your partner that I want to get 7 hour rest. And I don't want you to be close to me because I snore and I don't want to disturb you. So I want to get you 7 hour rest, and I snore bad, so don't get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we about to go out to mix with DJ Husband, man. Is it dance?
I'm just telling you the truth. If you want to sleep in the next to somebody for more, you're not going to get no 7 hour rest.
Yeah, we about to go out to the mix with DJ
Husband. That's right. Thank you.
Girl, tell me love is in your heart.
get, I become a bun talent. You say your girls can't understand it. Well, I a night on the fall, I'm a day and I press on it. So tell your sister and get on it. I make we roll in the right, pop the crisp wallet. I got the crisp bills in my wallet. I used to know when we flossing, nobody can come solid. Anything you wanna pay for call it. Turn the pod, my grass, and I'm a day up on the top of all it. All day, all night. Ready to get the dunk up my eye, but we're still in our.
You're listening to Lush Radio online. Lush Radio online.
Oh yeah. We here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future. Yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit, and if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, huh? Why fly to the British styles? We live on Wi-Fi, live. That's the golden child of style. It's George Draper on the move, and Lushy Lush and Buffy speakers. 5,000 booming watts, huh? Bringing you the party right through your router box. Out the box, thinking out of the box. Now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts, now the secondary. 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for Lushy Lush on the move. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building with my bra, Derek Jordan.
Yeah.
Man, we was just talking to Doc, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was giving some good tips, but, you know, we
I
had
like
to get...
I like Dr. Doctor, yo. That's, yeah.
I love Doc, man. I love Dr. Death, man. You know, we had to get in the mix with DJ Hustle. Make sure y'all check out DJ Hustle on YouTube. DJ Hustle TV and all that, man. Definitely official DJ Lush Radio Online. You know, definitely getting that hustle on. You know what I'm saying? Watch out for the Hustle Hard DJ Coalition is going to be going down Lush Radio. You already know what it is. So, bruh, man, so what you think about Doc, man?
Yo, that's where it's at, like, that right thing and helping people fully understand, like, where they are. Like, honestly speaking, that treating your body as a temple. I know you heard that as a kid growing up and you hear that, you know, off and on and whatever religious affiliation you might have. But that's the real. Like, that's completely 100%. You know that's a fact. Like,
mm-hmm.
you take care of your home, and your home will definitely take care of you. And that's what a temple is. It's the home of the spirit, you know? So speaking on what Doc was just saying, that's just right knowledge. He's giving you right information. I mean, if it's something as simple as disciplining yourself to concentrating on breathing seven times an hour, right?
Yeah, seven times, I think every hour. Take an hour out, I guess.
Yeah, and just concentrate on your breathing. I mean, that's just getting the mind right. And then once you get that type of discipline in your life, you will notice how things change.
Oh, also, you know, the big thing, you know, is meditation. Like, I don't know a lot of people, like, even in martial arts, they tell you meditation is, I mean, it does a lot of good for you, just meditating itself, just meditating on your day, on what you're going to do, just meditation, just clearing your mind. You know, that really, like, relaxes you and really, like, helps you out, too.
And there are not a lot of medical professionals who even dare to go in that direction when it comes to dealing with patients. But I've had conversations with medical professionals who've given up their normal practice, their mainstream practice, just to take a more holistic approach or more whole-body approach to medicine. And that's right talk.
And since we're talking about holistic stuff, you know, I mean, a lot of people, you know, I mean, a lot of, like, you know, the Jews and a lot of people in New York that I know, a lot of people like getting colonics, right? You know, there's different forms of colonics. You can either get the pills, you know, get a cleanser, or actually go to a colonic specialist. Mm-hmm. And basically it's to take all that waste out of you, you know, because, you know, not all of our food digests. It sits in our intestines and stuff. Sometimes you think your stomach is big, but really it's that food sitting there. You know, so if you get scheduled colonics, you'll see how much your stomach goes down and you feel how lighter you feel, you know?
That's real talk.
Yeah. So yeah, if you have time today, people, Google colonic and check it out, man. And we talk, you know, the summer's coming around, bruh, and people trying to look sexy for that summer, man, you know, for real.
Place to start cleaning your system out entirely.
Mm-hmm. Definitely get to start cleaning out your system. Oh, that lemonade cleanse that Beyonce was on to do Dream Girls, man, that joint worked, man. That thing works, man, I tell you now.
Was that lemonade?
It's cayenne pepper.
Oh,
see now. The cayenne
honey.
Pepper and all that. And the honey.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta get the bee. The bee, not the A, right?
The natural, yeah.
The bee, the natural. And I did the cayenne, man, that thing was killing me.
Mm.
I just did the straight lemonade with the honey. Boy, I went straight with that with no food, man. I saw the difference. Saw the difference.
And that goes back to what Doctor was saying, though, about what you put in your system will ultimately affect your mood, your attitude. Like, you keep it natural, organic, or however you want to call it. You just keep it natural, and, yeah, you had that natural vibrance.
Yeah, seriously, man. How do you like that DJ Hustle mix, man? How you feeling that joint?
You know, that dancehall is my thing, man. I used to stay down at the Lions Den every weekend when I was in high school, man. So, yeah, that joint took me back for a second.
Oh, for real, that's what it is, man.
Yeah.
That's for real. And them ladies, man, you know what I'm saying? I know you're trying to, you know, get it all right down there wearing them bikinis, man. No, when you rock in the bikinis, man. Don't go out there looking like you in the gorillas in the mist with all that bush in there now, okay? Nobody wants to fucking walk on the beach and see some bush jump out there onto them, man. Now, shave the side. And just because you shave the side of your line downstairs, you know what I'm saying, doesn't mean that some of that bush that's sitting up on the top might not spread out again, okay? So make sure you save the bush down there, okay? The gorillas in the mist that you got nesting down there with the birds nesting, all that, save that, baby. Save it.
Yeah, don't wear no Nas Froze this summer. That's not a good look. Nash Rose on the beach. Nah.
And I don't want to see no men with thongs on, okay? No men with thongs. If you don't have a butt. And men shouldn't even be wearing thongs like that out there on the thing. Come on now. No thongs, man, okay?
See, I heard the Pulse Police will be out and about this summer. So, yeah, you definitely want to make sure you're not out there rocking nothing that will get you posed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, your pick will wind up circulating the internet doing laps. And your coworkers will laugh at you every day and you'll wonder why. Because you not on Twitter yet. Plus, somebody done got your pick out there. Don't get caught up. Don't get posed.
Oh, for real, you know what I'm saying? Also, ladies, man, it's nothing wrong. Man, if your feet is jacked up, man, I don't even care if, like, they deformed looking. Just make sure they soft underneath. Make sure they soft. They not crusty, corroded. You know what I'm saying? Man, get that pedicure, man. Stop faking, man.
Ain't
get
nothing
that
wrong with it.
You know what I'm saying? If you're cheap, man, go ahead and buy one of them little feet, you know what I'm saying, soakers, and get that pet egg, man, and scrape that nasty mess underneath your feet, and make sure that you oil them things, man. We don't want to see no ashy feet now. Come on, ass, Chuck. Come on, man. You done stepped in chalk or something now. Come on now. Let's get it together. Ashy people, make sure that you lubricate yourself.
Oh, yes, okay. Even though it is a recession, I know they sell, like, discount lotion at the dollar store, and there's a dollar store in every neighborhood. Even if you don't have no money, come on, man, you can get together money for roll-up, so you can go get a little bottle of lotion and get it together.
Yeah. Or you can go hard and just roll in the CVS and hit one of the testers and say, hey, dog, hey.
That's recession-proof lubrication moisturizing advice right there. Y'all need to write that one down for real, like. CVS tester bottles in the lotion aisle. That's a good look right there, sis. That's recession-proof relaxation tactics right there. Like, you know, people do kind of crack wise on you when your hands look like you've been rolling dough all day. You know what I mean? But then your ankles look the same way. Like, people will talk about you if you ride the public transportation system. So that's a good idea, man. Hit the CVS up.
Oh, man, hit the CVS. And for those people who, you know, might not have enough money to afford to buy some cologne or some little smell good. Hey, once again, CVS, go to the testers. Hit, and you out, dog. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do, player. Do what you got to do now. Because, you know what I'm saying? But another thing now, some of y'all people use cologne, men and women. Cologne or perfume does not cover up pure funk.
Tell them.
This is a public service announcement.
Tell them.
Wash your stinking A, okay?
Tell them.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with soap and water now. You can go into some of these free bathrooms or go into, you know, some of these motels. They got the free soap. Hey, let me just, you know, and wash yourself now. Come on now, wash yourself. Because cologne will not cover up pure funk. And people, women, I mean, sometimes, hey, some women have pure, you know, smelly freshness of that thing downstairs. But sometimes some women, I don't know what you got in there. You might need to dush. You just might need to dush it. Dush it out. Clean it. Do something with it. Get some antibiotic soap, dial, or whatever, and wash that thing. Wash that monster downstairs because it stinks. If I smell your vagina before you, there's a problem.
Dang.
Okay? There's a problem now. Make sure you take care of that kitty cat downstairs.
Hey, that's real, though, because, you know, public transportation, you do kind of notice how some people don't necessarily take care of themselves in the correct fashion for the heat and humidity that be outside.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Hey, I mean, it's nothing wrong. Hey, and another thing, CVS, once again, I'm sorry, CVS, you know. But, hey, if your underarms is rocking and you really need some deodorant and you don't got no money, hey, go to CVS.
Test
the bottle and
lines.
Put it on, nigga.
Yeah. Thought I had so many lines out of CVS, and I ain't even gonna be funny. Gonna have to have three lines: one for lotion, one for freshness, one for deodorant. You done set it off. CVS about to get bum rush. Good luck, CVS. One eye open, like CBS, you know.
No, the only reason not say that because I done caught people when I used to be a, like used to work at CBS a long time ago when I was. I used to catch people doing that. I said, "What the fuck are you doing?" He's like, "Man, I'm doing what I gotta do, man."
But it's serious. It is that serious though, people. The weather is heating up. You wanna stay on your hygiene proper. Like, don't get caught out here, man. Don't be one of those people that get talked about. It's not funny.
You know, it's not a game, man. Especially like people. Not everybody got cars. You got public transportation. You know, you might be in a tight place, man. And people really, you know, don't hurt people's feelings with your funk.
No.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Come on, now I'm sitting there and you got your legs cocked open, and I can smell your vaginal. That's not cool, now. I can. And if your balls are salty, okay, they are salty balls, and they stink, okay, and I can. Balls with the urine corroded on your salty balls, then we have a problem.
That's
okay?
Not funny, but it just it's so reality that it strikes a chord. You know what I mean? Like, you know what she's talking about. I know what you're saying, sis. Like, I've been in too many public transportation situations where you wanted to get somebody noticed, but you kind of want to be mindful that you is in public and maybe they just don't know no better.
Well, you know, as a man, I've heard, like, some men, like, a lot of, now we know it's getting hot in the summer. That pubic hair, you know, I know some people like some foreign people, like, you know, Europeans, they like that bush, you know what I'm saying? Some people even like combing it, like some hair, like that's on top of your head, but that's kind of crazy. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? You know, in regards to, like, the pubic hair, you need to shave that thing, man, because when it gets hot, it starts to stink. It accumulates bacteria. So you need to cut it down. And it's not homo for a man to shave their pubic hair, because at the same time, it gets bacteria, too.
Yeah.
It gets bacteria, too, and sometimes it itch, you know. So make sure, you know, if you can or a little bit, trim that thing down, because the same thing with women, you know, they don't want to go downstairs and, you know, have try to get a toothpick to take their hair out. But anyway, you know.
See, it's because it's so true. It's true.
You know, but, like, I heard that men, like, put, like, deodorant in between, like, the cracks of, like, you know, the downstairs.
Yeah.
In order to the freshness. Is that true?
I mean, from personal experience, yeah. Just because it's one of them areas that gets sweaty early. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't speak for everybody. Like, a lot of dudes don't even, you know, think about it in that term. They just, you know, throw the deodorant on up under the speed stick and it's all love. But I know, like, guys who pride themselves on their hygiene tend to at least get some type. I think that's where all that spray on, like, Axe and Tag and stuff come from, is because gentlemen, mind you, gentlemen do look for that type of hygiene product, you know. Just to keep that freshness, because that's real, though. You know how you be out balling and you go take that shower and you get ready for the club. From the time you walk from the house to the car, you start to feel that heat. Like, dang, I need to jump in the shower pile one more time, you know?
So, yeah, but, you know, some people, like, you know, it starts getting hot and, you know, we push by a lot now.
Yeah.
You know, cause, like, as soon as you wake up, like, if it's hot, you know what I'm saying, you're sweating already, you got to take that shower. You come from your job, you're sweating, like, you can't go straight from somewhere after you done sweated, like, you know, balls and perspires and sweat, and then go to an event not washing your butt. Like, I can't do that. I know people that do that. What's up with that, man? And they have access to soap and water and a shower. So please explain to me, why do some men do that? You know what I'm saying? Since you are a man, why do they do that now? They go straight from full court basketball, salty balls, and go straight to an event and throw on fresh clothes. How the hell do you do that?
Because of the daggone spray deodorant and spray fragrances and all that. Like, everybody want to be French now or something, man. Like, it's nothing to just cover up your funk. Like, that's all that is. It's laziness. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like I said, there's a difference between, like, I ain't going to say your average Joe, but that is what he is. And a gentleman. A gentleman going to make sure he's presentable at all times. You don't know. You might be in a car accident and they get the, you know what I'm saying, taking care of you. And you stink. What you really going to put them through that for? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think in the future terms, plan ahead. And a lot of people don't even take that type of consideration. I know if I was an EMT, I ain't messing with nobody if they, like, If they extra right, you get the peeling off their shirt trying to revive them and whatnot. I ain't about to deal with that, man. That's crazy. Somebody like a homeless person, but you look like $1 million.
Oh, man. Yo, and I wanna tell, you know, some of you men, man, don't ask a woman to go downstairs when you have salty balls.
Mm.
You know they're salty, okay? You honestly know that they're very salty now. Okay, so why would you tell somebody to go down and taste the salt from your balls? Please.
Mm.
When you invite a woman to go and you know, get familiar with downstairs, make sure you do proper hygiene and take care of that.
That's
disrespectful for the salty balls now.
Hey, ladies, if he don't tell you and you still decide you want, you should definitely kiss him right afterward just to let him know what it's about. You know what I mean? Just because that'll show him not to do that ever again.
I don't think a man would like a salty woman, you know, to go downstairs and it's all musky and you like. But you know what? There are some nasty men out there that like that funk.
I was about to say that. I read some stories that speak to the opposite of that. You know what I mean? Like, it's some trifles out there that's, yeah.
Man. And I know a lot of people's going to their 10-year, you know, high school reunion, which I'm going to mine in September. Shout out to you know, Eleanor Roosevelt High School. I'm going down there, man. Shoot, man. So many people done got fat. So many people done got baby kids. But it's good to see some people actually doing good for themselves. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of them. But, you know, so the whole thing with high school reunions is the anticipation of, dang, man, you know, that person that you had that crush on, you just got to gloat because they ain't pay you no mind when you was coming up. So you looking good, and then you like, yeah. Yeah, gloat now. See, look at me now, pal.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just to check people out, though, just to see how they doing, man. And you know, once you're doing successful for yourself, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with gloating a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Be humble, but, you know, a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
hey.
That's why you stayed quiet that whole time in high school, just so you could come back in 10 years and let them know real life.
Yeah, you know, so we'll see who has the last laugh. Player.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it is what it is, man. We definitely getting it in, you know what I'm saying? Follow Fridays. Twitter is bugging out, you know what I'm saying? All them people that don't have no businesses and they on Twitter, I'm mad at you right now. You're sitting there waiting for people time and hogging up the Twitter. But, yo, shout out to Camp Lowe. Shout out to Charles Hebron, definitely doing this thing. Shout out to Willie No Poe.
Yo, sis, you gotta let the young gunner holler at you, yeah, real quick.
Shout out to Young Gunner, man, definitely doing this thing. He's a force to be reckoned with, 18, you know, fresh, about to give, you know what I'm saying, get y'all crazy, that going to have that whole teenage scene on the map, man. He about to, man, free soldier
hey,
boy.
Hey, can he say what's up real quick? He just walked in.
Oh, man, Tom, go ahead. Oh, he about to spit right now. We about to put him on the spot.
Hey, you know what it do, like, for real, my young man hungry like that, you know what I mean? Like, for real, yeah.
Tom, get him on the phone.
Okay, hold it.
What's good, Big Sis?
What's good with you, family? What's poppin'?
Man, ain't nothing, man. I'm just doing my thing out there, you feel me?
That's what it is, man. Tell the people where you represent it and, you know what I'm saying, you know, who you are and what you're doing out here in the industry, you know what I'm saying? Let them know what's popping.
Look, man, it's Johnny Boy Who Janie. I'm from D.C. I'm doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing a lot of shows, been trying to get my music out there. But right now, I'm just writing, you feel me, so I can shock the industry when I get out there. But you know this, Johnny Boy Who Janie. I'm doing my thing. You feel me? Shout out to my big sis, you know what I'm saying? Lush Radio.
That's what it is.
Style. So I'm just a little brow here, just, you know, I'm grinding. I'm like a young, you know what I'm saying, I'm like a young boss out this joint.
I know, man. I peeped the website, man. Tell the people the website joint, dog, so they can check you out.
Hey, man. JohnnyBoyWhoJanie.name.com, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check that out. Add it. You feel me? MySpace.com/JohnnyBoy202. Add the MySpace page. I mean, show love. There's nothing out here.
That's what it is, man. And, you know, since Twitter's, you know, clogged up, but when it gets back on, you got that Twitter too, Johnny?
Oh, yeah. Add me on Twitter.
You know what I'm saying? JohnnyBoy202, Twitter.com. You know what I'm saying? /JohnnyBoy202. Add me on Twitter. Just look up JohnnyBoy202. You know?
That's what it is, man.
Yeah, I ain't really put my Twitter out there like that because, you know, I like keeping it personal. You know what I'm saying? Like, with business wise, I like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, keeping it personal.
That's what it is, man. So, you going to bless us with a little hot little freestyle real quick, you know what I'm saying? On Friday, Freestyle Friday.
Oh, yeah, a freestyle, though?
Yeah, Freestyle Friday now.
I mean, y'all can get it, man. It's nothing, you know what I'm saying? I can go from the top, you know what I'm saying? From the head, you feel me?
Go ahead and give it to. Hold on. I got to give it to. I got to give him something real quick. You know what I'm saying? Before you give it to us, man. I got to give him this.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, go ahead and give it to him, man.
Go ahead and give it to him. Let him know what it is, man.
Go ahead and give it to him, man.
Listen. Fly like a plane, don't drop that J. M-I-A, M-O-B, sunny money, rainy money. I still got dough, I still got cheese. Dusty ass niggas like to hate on me. You're so dirty, the baby takes steps. Like a website, I get refreshed. And if you ain't fresh, then your swag ain't yet. Flow like me and you could be next. Flow ASAP, nigga signed ASAP. Johnny Boy Hujani, you feel me? There's nothing out this joint. I do it for the fun, you know what I'm saying? Do it for the money. Like a website, I get refreshed, you feel me? I hear a lot of people trying to take that line, you know what I'm saying? Real live out this joint. But it's nothing. You can add me, myspace.com/JohnnyBoy202. Add Big Bro Yoke to graphics if you want some graphics done. He does it. And there's nothing out here, man.
That's what it is, man. That's what it's all about, man, for real. You definitely, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing out there. He got official stamp for Lush Radio. You got support, little bruh. Represent for the DMV, hard body, man. Y'all little ladies out there.
Oh,
we love goofies, man, but y'all, you know what I'm saying, but it got to be about business, though. We looking for promotional models, too, that want to be promo models. For, you know what I'm saying, my boy, my little bro right here. So, you know what I'm saying, send in your inquiries, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying, Johnny Boy, Janie, you feel me? Like, show me love, you know what I'm saying? I got my book set, she got my back out here. I mean, it's nothing. We gonna see where things go. We taking over.
That's what it is, man, DMV in the building, man. We got another call on the line, man. For real, what's up, what's the business?
Yo, what's poppin', I'm on DeMarco in the building, what's up, people, how you feeling, man?
Man, everything good, man.
Ain't nothing much.
What's going on, I got
my little brother out here, you know, he's doing his thing in the rap game and everything, 18, fresh, definitely doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, about to blow a hole
up,
in the market.
Oh, yeah, real live, man.
All right.
What it is, man. This here on DeMarco, man. 1/3 of Sign of Disorder, man. www.indisorderwetrust.blogspot.com. Go ahead and check
it out.
It's crazy. Music is sick, man.
Sure.
You already
know. Oh, man. Yeah, man. The black dude that hangs out with those crazy white boys. Yeah, man. That's me. I'm the black guy. I'm the new Hootie. The new Hootie and the Blowfish, kid.
Oh, yeah, I can dig it.
Word up, kid. So, yeah, man, what's poppin', people? What's going on, man? What's poppin'?
Nothing, man. We was doing the follow Friday, but it seemed like Twitter needs some more, you know what I'm saying, bandwidth, because they can't handle all them twits on there, man. It's crazy.
Twitter got caught with his pants down, man, because, yo, on some real talk, I don't really think, like, the people behind the scenes knew that Twitter was going to be as popular. So a lot of the technology behind the scenes, they really playing catch up.
Mhm. Oh, real talk, I got to tell everybody, man, for real, before Twitter really got popping like that, my man Heron DeMarco actually put me on to it, so you know what I'm saying? And you know, I've been getting it in, you know, ever since, getting it in.
Yeah.
Oh, the irony of the whole situation is that she's on there more than me now. Like, she got, like 1,000 updates. I'm still at, like, I ain't even break 500 yet. I came by her page the other day. She got, like, 2,000 followers and craziness. I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, yo, but nah, it's a beautiful thing. It's great to see that, you know, you're out there hustling. You're doing your thing, man, and you're always on your grind, and you're always progressing, and God bless you. And I really, really, really would like to give you a special Mother's Day shout-out. You know what I'm saying, I mean? Because you are a very positive black woman, you know what I mean? And I like to really look out for, you know what I mean, and really show love to just positive black women, period, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing.
Oh, that was sweet, man. I was about to cry, dog. You got to feel like a bag.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a little sentimental, you know what I mean, Haron DeMarco moment. You get one a year, you know what I mean? You get one a year. Don't think that, you know, this is an everyday thing, man. You know what I mean?
Okay. But Haron had a serious situation. We got 8 minutes left on the clock, man. He had a serious situation he needed to talk about and get off his chest and let the people know about. Go ahead and get him.
Oh, man, kid. Yo, man, I just got done listening to the new Eminem album because it got leaked online. I just got done listening, and it's really whack. Like, I don't know what happened. It's like, nah, man, nah, like, dude really went in another direction that really was unnecessary. You know, he called out, you know what I mean, Nick Cannon, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because, you know, he married Mariah or whatever, called him a prick and called Mariah Carey a whore. And I'm like, come on, dog, that's not even necessary, dog. Like,
you lying.
Come on, dog. I'm dead serious, man. Like, you know, called her a whore. Like, yo, come on, man. Like, come on. Like, it's just one of those situations where it's like, dude really hasn't progressed from pulling a lot of his shenanigans. You know what I'm saying? And I'm an Eminem fan. You know what I'm saying? I've always been an Eminem fan. You know what I mean? You know, since he was with Game Recordings. You know what I mean? He wasn't actually signed to them, but he released some material with Royce da 5'9" years ago. That's way back. But I've been following dude since then, and you know, I was really anticipating this new album. I thought it was gonna be hot until I heard the first two singles. So I'm not really entirely shocked that this album is sounding the way it did, because I really didn't like the first two singles. You know what I mean? That 3 a.m. and the We Made You. I just really couldn't understand what the whole 3 a.m. was really all about. Like, dude was, like, rhyming in graves, and he had pills on the ground and all kinds of whatever. I think he had roaches in the fridge and all that. I'm like, I mean, I'm all for experimentation, but after a while, I'm like, yo, dog, where you going with this? Like, maybe it's over my head, you know what I mean? Maybe this is a little bit too intelligent for my blood. I don't know. Somebody sit this down and explain it to me. You know what I mean? But, hey, man, at the end of the day, you know, dude is a millionaire, you know, but, you know, he ain't worried. But I just wasn't feeling this new album.
Man, I don't know, man. I ain't going to lie, that whole, when I first seen that We the Ones Who Made You, I didn't even feel the urge to even try to even waste my time to even listen to it. That dream was like, I was looking at him like, come on, dog. Like, yo, and you, why are you dressed up like the Punisher? Like, I mean, I know you got antics and everything, but my dude, I love you, man, but dude, like, what the hell was you thinking about when you did this freaking album? Like, we the ones, like, come on, man, like, what are you doing, son? You, whatever you smoking over there, dog, you need to leave it alone.
Like, the pills probably caught up to dude, like.
Bugging, son. What was wrong with this cat? We got another caller on the line, man. Caller from the 917. You live in the building. What's popping?
What up? This your girl, Emma E2K, on the Twitter check-in.
What's up?
What up, baby?
What's up?
Getting on the Twitter, you already know.
Yo, it's Follow Fridays, man. Make sure you follow E2K underscore magazine. Make sure you follow her, man, on Twitter. She's trying to get to 1,000. She's trying to beat me, but I don't
campaigning.
Know about
all
that,
I'm campaigning. I'm on a campaign. It's a crusade.
Well, you follow her and check out www.E2KMagazineOnline.com. She's definitely getting it in. And her, me, and Strictly Bump One and Street Queens, we definitely donating $200 towards a high school student for their prom to help them out, because we know these times are hard and everything. So we
I already sent you that. I already sent you that on the PayPal.
Got that. And that new issue, Liza Rios on the front cover of the mag, is sick, man. Y'all need to go cop that mag. You know what I'm saying? But, Emma, we was talking about
Eminem.
Yeah, how you feel about that, dog? Man, that's crazy, dog.
You know, man, I feel a lot of ways about that. But all I'm going to say is when people are a little too, how do I say, creative and got a lot of time and money in their hands, that's what happens. You know what I'm saying? Because when you first starving and all, you kind of really think it out. And then when you have money and you have this a lot of leisure time, you just really don't think. You just do. So he's just doing him.
he's doing all right.
He's just doing. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to leave that alone, though, because, you know, I got paid off for Eminem's Slim Shady stuff. So big up to Eminem.
Yeah.
That's my dude.
I love
that's
you, my, Em.
That's the great white hope. But that being said, you know, I mean, it's hip hop though. Hip hop allows you to be creative, you know. Allows you. Not everybody will agree with what you're doing, but you know, that's what makes that melting pot of hip hop.
What y'all think about this Asher Roth dude? You know what I'm saying? The bread and the aisle or whatever the hell that thing is. Like, I mean, like, they talking about, like, he's the new M, but, like, real talk, if they was battling each other for real, if it was the real M, not the not just the high one that's right now, the, like, one that's delusional on drugs. The one that's rapping in graves and stuff, if it's not that one, he would crush Asher Roth. But tell me how y'all feel about the Asher Roth dude, man. Tell me how y'all think about that.
I don't know, man. I ain't got nothing to say about it for real.
Yeah, neither do I.
I mean, like,
I got something to say. Go ahead, bro.
Johnny Boy. Go ahead and say what you was going
to
say.
Oh, no, nah, I'm the same, though. I don't really got nothing too much to say about him. I mean, it is from my own. Oh, no, it's just something about him I don't like. I can't really.
You got something to say.
That's a real hood answer. Like, yeah, I don't know, man.
Right?
Something about that dude I don't like, man. I don't know. I can't put my finger on
it. Yeah, you feel me?
He just don't smell well. He just don't smell good, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I smell that, man. I don't smell that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't honestly, I don't. I see him just like. It's kind of like one of those situations where it's like, what do you kind of expect? I mean, I'm not saying the dude is whack, you know what I mean? I really don't have any kind of really opinion, really. I just take him for what he is, because it's one of those situations where it's like, look, I mean, the guy didn't grow up hard. The dude, you can look at the cat and just pretty much just like say his whole background without him even just telling it, you know what I mean? Dude's from college. I mean, the most he's done is smoke weed and show up late for class. I mean, you know, how ill can it get? So I just kind of really, just accept him for what he is. You know, I didn't really feel that term the other day, that whole controversy that went down with his little Twitter comment. I don't know, when he was like, he was hanging out with some nappy-headed hoes. You know what I mean, I don't really know about that. You know what I mean, like. You know,
he wants to get gangster after all he's done is smoke weed and cut class. Like, really?
Yeah. Pretty much.
I
mean,
college.
I mean, hey man, you know those fraternity cats keep it real, man.
They're the ones that go on and start shooting everything that moves too. So you know what?
I love college.
Get you crazy. Some damn book makes you crazy.
There's gangsters on all the campus, kid. There's real gangsters on all the campus. Don't come to the dorms. Don't come to the dorms, kid.
Well, I ain't even going to say nothing about Azeroth because I bet his daddy's like one of them Fortune 500 cats that's freaking like out there that's really. So I ain't even saying nothing because I need that Fortune 500 money. So I'm a yo, you it is what it is.
No, I mean, listen, you get slapped with a college book, you get knocked out. Like, that's heavy.
Keep it real, man. They
talk. Eat all that bread in the aisle, son. Real talk. Be gangster with it, son. Eat all the bread in the aisle, dog. I'm in the aisle with the bread, son. Go to sleep in the aisle, dog. Real talk, dude. It is what it is. Shout out to Asherah. Shout out to all the skinny white boys out there, yo. Shout out to all of them. Real talk. Yo, we bugging, yo. Follow Fridays. Johnny Boy. My boy, boy. Yo Tech Graph.
Oh, yeah.
Your boy Daryl, Heron DeMarco live in the building.
Got about me already.
I got time for a second. Emma, you came back. We on it. We in the building. Let's Radio Online. I got tongue tied, but we back in the building. Definitely getting it in. And it is what it is, man. Hey, you know, people get too creative and they sometimes they lose their minds. They, you know, I guess they hallucinate. But anyway, you know, hey, we're here. Check out E2K Magazine, www.e2kmagazine.com.
Follow me, people. I'm only 297. Like, what is the deal? Come on, I show too much love for this. Let's go.
Y'all need to follow.
Follow Friday. Let's go. E2K _ magazine. Let's go.
Oh, man, I love her energy. She's got my follow.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Got my follow.
Let's
I love
go.
Her energy.
Come on. Go. I'm on the Twitter. Like, y'all can see me. Like, whoever's following me, I'm following them. It's just a movement. Let's go. Let's go, people. Come on. I know it's not only Diddy that can make this Twitter move. Come on. Let's go. Street Queens in the building.
For real. Make sure you follow E2K _ magazine. Make sure you follow Yo Tech Craft. Make sure you follow Heron DeMarco. Make sure you follow Silent Disorder. Make sure you follow Madame Madonna, Young Soldier 7, Us Radio Online, Johnny Boy. You already know what it is.
The consulting guy.
Renacy, man, Camp Low.
Felicia Sabrine.
This is a Bree, DI Radio, everybody, man. Follow everybody. Just go through my list and follow everybody that's following me and that I'm following, all right? Point blank. Just follow them.
Follow Fridays.
And Twitter, all y'all cats that don't got no businesses and don't got no business being on Twitter need to get on Twitter right now so I can log on because the server cannot handle what the hell is going on there.
Yo, it took me an hour today to get on. I had to Google my name. I had to go to Google my name, go to the link through there to get on. Like, it's crazy.
On
a mission.
I need to clean up my the people that I follow, man, because some of these cats, man, I really don't need to know that you're making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, man. And I don't really, you know, seriously,
that,
man. Like,
that's why
you know,
I got two of them. You got the business one, and then you got your personal one that you can listen to all that nonsense. Like, you know what I mean?
I think all that, you know what I'm saying? Talking about peanut butter and jelly and all that.
I'm saying, that just made me, like, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, dog, for real.
allergic.
And some Kool-Aid, dog.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what kind of cats I'm talking about.
Yes.
So it is what it is, man.
You know what I'm saying? This is Us Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? We getting in Follow Fridays, Freestyle Fridays. Can I just say
real quick what's going on over here in Twitter? You know that they had this girl's naked pictures, right? I ain't gonna mention her name. Y'all already know. But now, guess what? Now they got Rihanna.
Oh,
like, what is the deal? You see Rihanna?
Hey, both of them. I got them right now.
Oh, man, what's going on for you?
I
got
to have them joints. I got to have them.
Fabulous doing that. I'm fabulous.
That's utterly disgusting. I'm appalled. Yo, bro, you can pass me them Rihanna pictures. You know what I mean?
Hey, I got the cash.
On the market at wildmail.com. No, I just want to see if it's really her. You know what I mean? I just want to make sure it ain't Photoshop.
Go to fabulous site. Go to fabulous site.
Real talk, I'm going to tell y'all what's going on. Somebody is photoshopping their pictures on there. And so that's not, but I'm going to tell you one thing. It got Cassie a lot of follows. That same day, Cassie got like,
oh, shoot, I'm hooking mine up. Lush. That's what I got to do? Hold up.
Wait. That's all you got to do?
You know what I'm saying? That's all you got to do then. I got Photoshop right here. Hold on a second. I'm going to stop my own
mess. I ain't got the Photoshop mine. Y'all might think it's Photoshop when you see it.
That can't be real.
That's real
life.
I show up at your house, be like, no, that's all me, and I can prove it.
Y'all crazy, man. Due to the fact, I might have to set up another show at 10 o'clock just because this is bugging out right now. because we sitting here.
It's real life.
What'd you say?
I got them Cassie pictures.
Oh, man, I got
everybody on Twitter. They were just everywhere.
Man, they hate me,
man. Where's the Rihanna joints?
I got that on my background, on my screen, save on my...
See, man,
promo.
Y'all done made me break my rule, man. I had a general rule for the last couple of years not to mess with black people on a Friday, man. It's always into some kind of trouble, man. You always get dragged into some nonsense, man. Never fail.
See, China, vagina, China, China.
What?
Oh, we gonna get choked for this.
Hey, you gotta speak your mind.
Let's radio online uncut, Friday. We bugging out, man. It's Wild Out Friday, Follow Friday, Freestyle Friday, Support Independent Entrepreneurs Friday. You know what I'm saying? Step Your Game Up Friday. Respect my conglomerate, my digital conglomerate, man. You already know what it is, man. Yo, that Jadakiss joint is sick. Get that. Willie North Pole, cop that. You know what I'm saying? Your man Archie, you remember that joint? We with it. That cat is coming back, man. Make sure y'all support this cat. Fiend coming back. Yo, Queen Pen coming back. Everybody coming back. I'm coming back. I'm coming back to back.
Hey, what artists do y'all think is doing it out there right now? It's in the industry. It's doing it.
Hip hop or R&B? Which one? Which one we talking about?
Rap. Oh, and we can talk both.
I think it would be simpler for me to go with the hip hop with the R&B thing right now.
Hey, don't ask him no questions no more again, okay?
They air.
Man had crickets, like.
It was like rap or R&B, like either one. It was still crickets.
Yo, Chris J right now, he did that joint with Plies, man. Chris J, he's good stepping out there. He hot right now, doing his thing. Willie North Pole just got signed to DTP. He's doing his thing. I'm not gonna say that I'm super super impressed. Wordsmith is doing something out here in the DMV. Wale, I'm starting to say, even though he's from the DMV and he's from my country, I don't really rock with that dude like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not pressed to get an interview, so it is what it is.
Ooh.
But, So I think
you're supposed to stay neutral. You're media. You're supposed to stay neutral. Neutral.
Yeah, I bet I'm neutral. Sorry.
Neutral.
Exactly,
if you, if you got
you
an interview, you do it. So,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
I stay neutral.
Color. You got it. You leave that to me. I'm the rapper. All right? You leave the truth. You leave the truth, honest comments to me.
But if this is my show, man, if I wasn't being honest, then I'd be lying to myself. You know what I'm saying? Honest about, you know what I'm saying, what it is. But anyway, you know what I'm saying, I love y'all. And you know what I'm saying, we not streaming anymore. You know what I'm saying, we here talking and BSing right now. You know what I'm saying, but we gonna play, you know what I'm saying, some sound off music to, you know what I'm saying, head out. So y'all got a couple of shout-outs to say before we dip up out of here real quick. Check out www.missusie.com, strictlyone.com.
Don't forget to follow me, E2K_magazine. Don't forget, this is a conglomerate.
Feel me? You got to follow Johnny Boy. You feel me? Johnny Boy 202 Twitter. And follow everybody on the phone right now, on the line. Got to follow.
There you go. I'm on, so... 198, one more person. Let's see who just followed me. Let me see, because I'm going to shout them out. Josh Jackson. All right. My new Twitter people.
I'm calling my cousin, tell him to follow you. Yeah.
Oh, get more chips. Get more chips is on the check-in. Get more chips is on the check-in.
Yeah, more chips is definitely part of the family, the conglomerate, dog.
Right, that's what's up.
Supposed to be doing some music, you know what I'm saying, some features with him soon. Y'all look out. For the radio, you understand, his single. I'm doing that joint. Y'all wait and see. You feel me?
It is. DM the map, baby. Kevon, you got some shout outs, man?
Yeah. Follow her on DeMarco on Twitter. You know, shout out to all the mothers on Mother's Day. You know what I mean?
Oh,
thank
you.
You know what I mean? One love, you know what I'm saying? All that good stuff. And,
Ay, qué lindo. Oh, gracias.
I failed Spanish twice in high school. So
hey,
what are you just saying?
Oh.
No.
I
second that, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I don't know a lick of Spanish, but I say frío. That's all I know, really. That's serious. That's really all I know.
But you're supposed to know caliente, not frío. Frío is cold. You gotta learn hot. Caliente.
So that's what she was saying.
Caliente, baby. Caliente.
Oh, okay. That's what
not
she was saying.
Not frío.
Okay.
You gotta say caliente, baby.
You know what
caliente, nena. Nena, caliente, nena.
Right. I'll admit something. Before we go off, man, I'll admit one thing, man. I've dated mostly Spanish women, and I don't know a lick of Spanish, man.
Wow, you must be real special.
Nah, I don't know a lick of Spanish, man. Maybe they kept it that way, man. You know what I mean?
You must know a lick of something to deal with the Latin women.
he knows.
No, I know a lick. What do you say? Trust me, and it'll be a lot more important than me knowing some Spanish. So I know a couple of licks. I know the important licks.
Okay.
you overlooking the fact that I don't know no Spanish.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm gathering from what you're saying about not knowing no Spanish. And tapping into that market.
He knows some lick. Some new stuff right here. Make sure you guys learn how to do some lick. Learn the lick language.
I mean, we're turning into that kind of conversation? I mean, hey, man, I'm down. Like, look, got 30 minutes to tell. What's going on?
Holler
at your boy, man. Holler at your boy. Come on, DeMarco Twitter.
Okay.
That's good. Let's get it in.
Follow Friday Lick. Lick Follow Friday.
The Freaky Friday.
The follow, learn the lick language. But anyway, once again, We're not streaming again, and we're live on Lush Radio Online, and we're going to go ahead and dip out and tell everybody we love you, man. If anybody tell you we love you, we love you. Lush Radio Online support independent entrepreneurs and business owners in the game. Shout out Willie North Pole, the whole fam. This is sponsored by Game Face, Strictly Bought One, ConsultingGuy.net, E2K Magazine, Ruly.com, and Diverse Media Group. Make sure you download the two bars. Stay connected. Respect my conglomerate.
For real.
I know what it is. We live in the building. Live. And I'm about to go ahead and give you some of that DJ Cash in it. And I told you about it. And we out.
Fresh up in this bitch.
DJ Class in this bitch. Mr. West in this bitch. We done told you motherfuckers, now you know the shit. DJ Class in this bitch. Mr. West in this bitch. We done told you motherfuckers, now you know the shit.
I got them diamonds on my neck. Got Patron in my cup. If you want it, come and get it, shorty. I don't give a fuck. See, it's Friday night, and I just got paid. I done had a hard week, now it's time to celebrate. So the DJ play my shit, club music shit. My girls wanna freak, all up on my dick. I play a song tonight, trying to leave with something right. I'm a grown-ass man, so shorty, you can spend the night. Cause I'm the shit, I'm in this bitch. Yeah, I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch. Yeah, I'm the shit. I'm the shit. Yeah, I'm the shit.
Mr. West.
Let's go.
Yeah, he's in the building lit. Everybody know I got the world in my hand and I ain't finna let it go. Is that your girlfriend? I really like her. I'm talking only for a night. I wouldn't wipe her. I got them Yeezys on my feet. I got them Louis in the style. And I dropped another album. So we finished up the town. And it's still top 10 about 15 weeks later. So that's the middle finger for you 808 haters. I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch. Yeah, I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch. Who the shit?